This is Chris Grabowski. I'd like to talk to you today about the CD30 networked MP3 player. The CD30 networked MP3 player is an MP3 player that connects to your stereo. It is about the size of a video cassette and it will connect through RCA jacks. There are three models of CD30. The CD30-100 is an Ethernet-based MP3 player that would connect to your router. The CD30-200 is an Ethernet-based MP3 player that also connects to your wireless internet, so it can connect wireless or wired. The CD30-300 is the same as the CD30-200, except it's got optical out ports and it has an antenna for longer range. There are no buttons on the CD30 MP3 player. The unit is controlled by an infrared wireless remote control. The MP3 files are not stored on your MP3 player. They are actually streamed across your wireless network or wired network from a PC. On the PC, there's a server-based software that keeps track of all of your MP3s and however many MP3 players you have connected to your network. You can have up to 6 MP3 players connected to your network at one time. Each player can play its own individual playlist. On the remote of the MP3 player, you have a help button. If you press that help button, you'll get this message.
To begin browsing your music library, press any of the gold buttons at the top of the remote control. To play a saved favorite, press the favorite button, followed by a number.
The first, on the top of the remote, you have two buttons, one on one side and one on the other. The one on the one side, the left side,
library,
is your library button. It basically allows total access to your music library. The one on the right side is your playlists button. So if you have saved playlists, you can browse through the saved playlists.
Playlists.
By using the arrow keys on the remote.
80s pop hits. Billboard top hits 1980-1989. Bowling for soup. Selling by one.
You can use your favorite M3U playlist editor to create playlists and save them to a specific folder that the CD30 sees, and it will read those playlists. You can also browse your library.
Library.
By
genres.
Or
artists.
Or
albums.
You can even browse by
tracks.
Okay, so let's see what happens if we browse by
genres.
And we'll press the down 80s. Arrow.
Ambient dream pop. Blues. Children's. Classic rock. Classical. Clubhouse. Comedy. Country. Dance. Country.
So if we press play.
Playing country.
So if you noticed, the voice of the MP3 player is Microsoft Mary. It uses SAPI 5 voices. You can actually use AT&T Natural Voices with the player. The voice is not coming from my computer. My computer is actually downstairs in another room. The voice is actually being streamed along with the music to the MP3 player. So now let's browse by
artists.
We'll use our down arrow key.
ABC, Ace of Base, After the Fire, Air Supply, Alabama. Alan Jackson. The Alan Parsons Project. Alan Silvestri. Alana Miles. American Idol finalists. Amy Adams. Amy Grant. The Angels.
So anything that
and
we
Wilson
want,
and Mike Reno.
We can press play.
Anthony Fedorov. Anwar Robinson. Aretha Franklin and George Michael. Artist. Asia. Atlantic Star. Playing Atlantic Star.
On the remote, you have an information button, so if you can't remember the name or track or album that you're listening to, you can press the information button and you will get.
This is Always by Atlantic Star from Tidal.
And your information is only as good as your ID3 tags.
Tracks.
1-2. 1-900 Sheila. 100 years from now. 16 candles.
So now we're browsing.
19 something.
From.
1985.
By track.
Playing 1985.
And if we don't remember.
This is 1985 by Bowling for Sufanghofer.
On the remote, there's also a keypad that you can, a telephone-style keypad, that you can type in if you're searching for a genre, an artist, an album, or a track. You can start typing it in using ABC as 2, 3 as DEF, 4 as GEH, etc., etc., etc. The CD30 players run on the 802.11b network, so you can use your 802.11b with your WEP and all your security settings that you would have for your normal network. Right now, I am using the Belkin Pre-N router with 3 of these CD30s connected, and they all work just fine off of the Belkin Pre-N. I have moved to the computer running the CD30 software, and I'm just going to give you a brief tour of the software.
CD30 Control Center. Button.
I'm running WindowEyes 5.5 Beta 1 at this particular moment, and I'm going to hit my context key.
Graphic. Context menu. Open Control Center O.
Open the Control Center. You really don't need to interact with the Control Center much. It's pretty mouse-driven, the Control Center.
Rescan music folders are.
If you add an MP3 or an album to your music folders, you can press Enter on this and it'll rescan, it'll re-index your files as far as the CD30 is concerned.
Settings. Key dialog.
Here's settings.
Exit Control Center X.
And then exit. So let's go back up to settings.
Settings. Key dialog. Menu closed.
Press
Network
Enter.
Network MP3 players. No selected item. List view. Property sheet. Dialog. CD30 music server settings. Talk. Bracelet. Model. C200. Firmware revision. 2.2.2.22. Bedroom. Model. Button. Living room. Model.
Okay, so you can name your MP3 players, and this is giving you a list of the MP3 players that are working and active.
Rename. Dialog.
You could rename
button.
Them.
Network settings. Dialog.
Network settings.
Button. Update firmware. Dialog. Button. Remove. Dialog. Button. Okay. Button. Cancel. Button.
Okay, so now if we control tab.
Music folders. Property sheet. Music library. 2 of 3. Add. Dialog. Button.
You can add a folder to your music library.
Remove. Button.
Remove.
Read only. Edit box. Save new playlist to. See my stuff playlists.
You can save your new playlist to that folder so that it looks to see your where your playlists are.
Browse. Dialog. Button. Okay. Button. Cancel. Button. Music library. 2 of 3. Tab control. Control center. 3.
And here's
three.
The control center.
Run CD3O control center at startup. Checkbox. Check.
Of course, you'd want that started so you wouldn't have to bother with running the CD3O software manually.
Show system tray icon. Checkbox. Check. Sort names like Morse guide. Checkbox. Uncheck. Okay. Button. Space. CD3O control.
So as you can see, the CD3O software is pretty straightforward and speech-friendly. The interface to have access to all of your CDs is wonderful, to have access to literally hundreds and hundreds of songs. If you have any questions about the CD3O, you can email me at chrisg@buffalo.edu. You can also get more information about the CD3O player from www.cd3o.com.